out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great night ahead of us. A lot to talk about. Much going on, as you know, in the world. But in the first hour, I thought maybe we would talk about something that is so fundamental, so basic, so necessary to our well-being that it cannot be put off. The beginning of the week, what a way to start the week off. You know the book, Wheatgrasses, Nature's Finest Medicine, the complete guide to using grasses to revitalize your health. Well, that's the book. If you don't have it, you can get it. And tonight, we are very pleased to have with us, I believe he's with us already, and that is Mr. Alan Davidson, who, of course, as you know, is our contact man who advertises here and helps support RBN. And, of course, help support your health. Good evening, Alan.
Rick, hi. I'm so happy to be with you. I've heard people say they like to listen to your show. One woman called up one night, and she said, "I just like the sound of your voice, Rick. I listen all the time."
Well,
and I thought
nice
that was so great. But I thought tonight we would...
Yeah, it's a perfect time because, I had planned to go solo tonight because there's so many issues to discuss. And then you called. I was thinking of you.
Well, yeah.
And I'm glad to be able to put this together in the first hour. It's great.
Well, yeah. And, there's no need to waste time. We can put this to real good use.
Absolutely.
And since we have some time on our hands, Rick, and everybody out there, this is really a real opportunity tonight, especially tonight. I know a lot of you have probably heard the interviews with John Stadtmiller.
Mm-hmm.
And, but tonight, since we have the time, I would like to give you the information on growing wheatgrass in detail and in much more detail than you'll find in any book, on any website other than my own. And this information is going to be so valuable to anyone because in the future, and even at present, I always say good times are bad. This is really an indispensable, wheatgrass is an indispensable part of my own diet. My wife would probably leave me if I didn't provide her with wheatgrass. I require it, Rick. Honestly, I don't use doctors. I don't get sick. I'll go to a doctor if I have a trauma, a blow to the head or a laceration that needs stitches or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep our immune systems so pumped up, and we just rely on wheatgrass. And I'll get to why. We'll explain some of that. But I just wanted everybody to, if you're at all interested in being able to grow your own nutrition with minimal supplies and the very minimal time, get your pen and paper out tonight and take some notes, because with or without the seed that I send out, we send out a very high-quality organic product. But in the future, someone may find the need to produce their own nutrition very rapidly, and we're going to give them that tonight with whatever seed they get a hold of.
Excellent. All right, and we'll refer to the book. I have many questions for you that our listeners, I'm sure, will have as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, and we will be back with Alan Davidson in a moment.
Hey,
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. And we are here with Alan Davidson to tell us all about wheatgrasses and what they do for us. And, Alan, where do we begin in this maze here? There's so much to say, I don't know where to begin.
It is a whole world of information, Rick. And let's begin at the beginning. Let's go back historically. And even biblically, when we look at the references to wheat and the green meat of the field and mm-hmm. what God has given us to mm-hmm. live on. And I always say, God doesn't slip hot dogs through the keyhole. But he certainly has given us all the tools that we need to have an abundant and vibrantly healthy life. And one of these is the simplest plant on earth and the most abundant plant on earth and in the most varieties of any plant on earth, and that is the grasses. Now, that may sound a little wild to somebody. I know I was raised up on hot dogs and cornflakes and all that.
Well, you know, I think of cows all day long. When you mention grasses, I think of cows. And well, saying, I don't want to eat like a cow. I may look like one someday, but I don't want to eat like one.
Well, look at the body. Look at the body that a cow who is grass-fed
mm-hmm.
And the health. And now, you pay extra when you want grass-fed beef. And there are reasons for that. There are reasons, the lean... Yeah. The protein content, mm-hmm. it's a cleaner, healthier mm-hmm. meat. Now, cows will eat this grass, and they produce, they accumulate vitamin B12. We've always been told we can only get B12 if we eat meat, so we need to eat meat to have B12. Now, I do enjoy some meat every now and then, but we get B12 also from wheatgrass. It has, in the 1940s, when they first discovered this stuff, Charles Schnabel, who was doing agricultural research, and back then all of the research, nutritional research, was always for animal production, increased profits, bigger animals, stronger animals, healthier animals. And so Charles was investigating the cereal, what we call cereal grasses, wheat grass, barley grass, rye grass. And when he started analyzing these juvenile stage grasses, now this is grass that has grown up to a wheat plant that has grown up to only 8, 9, maybe 10 inches tall. And under analysis, he found highest levels of all the vitamins, all of the amino acids, plus many additional. We have our essential aminos that we require.
Mm-hmm.
Wheatgrass has a nice spread of all of the essentials, plus a lot of extras. It is an enzyme soup, and enzymes are still somewhat mysterious. We know a lot about what enzymes will do for us. There's a lot that we don't know yet about this miracle of the human body. And the wonderful thing is, Rick, we don't have to understand everything about how it all works. When we supply an organic, live source of widespread nutrition, and live is the key word here,
mm-hmm.
our bodies can take and do the most miraculous healing. And I know you can go to prison for claiming that anything will heal that's not a registered drug with the Food and Drug Administration. Mm-hmm. But I welcome them to come out here and discuss this with me. it only makes sense when
yeah.
you provide everything that a body needs, everything that we know it needs, plus a myriad of other elements, all coming from mm-hmm. a live, vibrant source, that the body is going to be able to build its immune system, fight off disease, mm-hmm. and heal disease. Now, in addition to taking care of all the disease-type stuff, on the positive side,
mm-hmm.
to maintain a lifestyle where we have extremely high energy, long-lasting stamina. Now, I don't know. I didn't care about that when I was 25, and I didn't care much about it when I was 35. When I got to be 45,
mm-hmm.
energy and stamina and resistance to disease all became suddenly very important to me. And I'm right at 50 years old, and I'm out there. I have a 6-year-old daughter now, and I realize I need to stay on the ball here. Mm-hmm. It's not time for me to retire.
Right.
And so
right,
I'm out
exactly.
there. I'm hopping around and competing with the youngsters out there and doing quite well at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, in good times or bad,
mm-hmm.
to be able to supply this, and I don't need to go in with our listenership into all of the reasons why we shouldn't trust our food supply nowadays. We could spend an hour on genetically modified foods. We could spend an hour on chemically toxified foods. We could spend an hour on inorganic, chemically fertilized, nutritionally deficient foods.
Mm-hmm.
We could spend...
And we will at some point as we go along.
Right.
Yeah.
But we know about threats to the food supply. We know of threats to the economic system.
Mm-hmm.
And now, that's a wonderful reason to have a small stockpile of wheat and the information that I'll be giving you tonight on how to turn that wheat into rocket fuel, wide-spectrum, live nutrition. And now I emphasize the word live over and over again, Rick,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to imagine this, and everyone out there that's listening tonight, imagine this. Someone gives you a fresh-squeezed, organic glass of orange juice, and this stuff is just vibrant orange, buzzing with life, fresh squeezed from the orange, organic. And you're not feeling so hot that day, and you drink this fresh squeezed orange juice, and how do you feel afterwards? It feels wonderful. Your body, you can feel your body just absorbing that, like a living sponge, absorbing that nutrition, that life that you're getting from that. Now imagine someone giving you a powdered orange juice mix, and you stir that organic powdered orange juice mix into water and drink it. The feeling that you achieve when you drink live organic squeezed juices is there's a missing factor here that we don't really know about. We call it the X factor with wheatgrass juice,
mm-hmm.
where live fresh wheatgrass juice equals more than the sum of its parts. We can analyze it, and we see just this fascinating array of proteins and simple sugars, carbohydrates, enzymes, minerals, vitamins. And we know that all that stuff is great for us, but there's something about drinking this stuff that immediately a person's hair will stand up on the back of their neck as soon as it hits their belly. They'll get goosebumps. They'll get a shimmy like you just took a shot of whiskey, a literal shimmy,
mm-hmm.
and just a woo, wow, what an effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then this energy starts building. Now, and this is not just me, Rick. This is anyone that uses this. This is what they report. They'll take a drink of that in the morning before they've had any other food, maybe chase it with a glass of water, because none of us really love the way this stuff tastes. We use it for its incredible results. And, you know, a little while later, you know, we're feeling that immediate energetic effect coming on.
Mm-hmm.
But the remarkable thing is that for myself, and I've had the same report from so many over and over and over, including the boss around here, my wife, at the end of the day, at 4 and 5 and 6 o'clock, rather than having felt like we needed to lay down and take a nap,
mm-hmm.
I'll be out in the yard running the chainsaw and throwing logs around and hoisting bales of hay and digging up the garden and not having had any particular other remarkable food that
mm-hmm.
day. Though we do try to eat good food. We have some garden food that we're fortunate at this time of the year to have an abundance of. Here in Texas, we can grow a lot of lettuces and spinaches. But most of the year down here, and everywhere you go, there's some kind of a limitation on what you can grow and what's going to be available to you fresh and organic. And in the summertime, all we can get is we can grow tomatoes, and that's about it. Tomatoes.
Well, you're in, Manor, Texas, right?
East of Austin, Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so most of the year, we are really counting on that double shot, that little 2-ounce drink of wheatgrass juice in the morning to give us the sense of energy, the sense of well-being. See, when you feel good, Rick, when you have your energy, and when you feel good, your attitude's good. And when your attitude's good, everything goes so much better. Now, that's all a little bit, I can't think of the word. not analogical, but
a synopsis.
Yeah,
is that what you're thinking of?
No. I'm talking more in sort of vague terms about, you know, how we feel. And now the documentation,
right,
on wheatgrass juice,
mm-hmm.
and this takes us again back to the 40s when Charles Schnabel was working with his animals.
Uh-huh.
Some of the first experiments he did were, for instance, with a very sick batch of chickens.
Mm.
Now, he took this batch of chickens. And
we could use that now with the chicken flu, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a break. Stay right where you are, Alan, and we will be back with Alan Davidson. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here on RBNLive.com. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, all right. Very interesting subject, I might add. I think it should be interesting because especially for those of you out there who aren't feeling all that well, maybe have tried one product or another and you still don't feel happy. Well, we've got with us Alan Davidson, who, of course, is one of the distributors of the wheatgrass. Right, Alan?
Yes, I was pretty lax with my lifestyle growing up, Rick, honestly.
We all were.
I mean, I was 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and I could drink or do anything, and it wasn't going to hurt me. And then, you know, come to be 30 or 40 years old, I started feeling like, you know, dog doo-doo, and I went to the doctor, and he said, well, your liver is... It's not putting out its enzymes, or it's producing too much of this and not enough of that. And you need you could use a new liver if you could get. And I started looking at the options, and what I found was this research from the 1940s when Schnabel was working with these diseased chickens, and he would supplement their diets with wheatgrass, and the ones that he did supplement compared to the ones that he didn't, the most immediate noticeable difference was that their feathers, instead of being falling out and mottled and bare spots on these, they were very, very sick chickens. And these ones were developing these thick coats of shiny, healthy feathers. And they were no longer sick. They had thrown off the illness. And not only that, when other illnesses threatened the flocks, these chickens wouldn't catch it. And so he also went as far as to dissect those birds and look for internal differences. And one of the major noticeable differences was that the liver of the non-supplemented birds was a dull grayish kind of a colored liver, very dull looking. And the livers of the wheatgrass supplemented birds were a vibrant mahogany red, was the way, glistening, vibrant mahogany red, I think were the words that he used.
So why aren't we introducing this to all of these sick chickens all over the world?
Well, Charles' idea was to move wheatgrass all over the world.
Yeah, and
develop. He was so thrilled that he had found a key to health, a key to full nutrition, and that this could be done anywhere in the world with minimal supplies. And so they started developing what they called vitamin foods. And vita meant live, vita for live, and men for amino. So they called them vitamins. And these vitamin foods were green. It was called the green food industry, and they were making green bread and green biscuit mixes and green this and canned wheatgrass and boxed wheatgrass, and it was an industry developing. Well, then the chemical companies, drug manufacturers, caught on to this nutritional thing that Charles had discovered, and these vitamins that he had isolated, and they began synthesizing, trying to replace these God-given complex compounds with a very simple mixture of 8 or 10 synthetic vitamins that our body cannot assimilate efficiently. That many of them are, you can read on your label what you think is in those vitamins, but you don't know what's in those vitamins. And what we realize, and not only with animals, but in the plant world, if we try to supplement a plant with a chemical fertilizer, say we have a field of oats, and we go out there with a chemical fertilizer, and we fertilize that field, and we calculate from our pounds of nitrogen per acre and our potassium per acre how much we expect to yield. And we put out the chemical fertilizer, and yes, that's what we yield. If you take an organic source of that same nitrogen and that same potassium, and here we're talking about maybe manures as a fertilizer.
Right.
An organic source that has this widespread of various nutrients from an organic source will provide 8 times the growth out of that field. If you put out 5 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 chemical on this field, 5 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 organic on the next field, the organic field will outperform 8 times. And so that same philosophy, that same logic, and those same results are apparent when we use a live organic source of widespread nutrition for our bodies. Now, and people say, well, what does it do for you? And I really, the first thing the girls tell me is, oh, my gosh, my hair has gotten so beautiful, thick, and shiny, and my nails are so hard they don't break anymore, okay? my hair and my nails and skin look great, and my eyes are clearer than they've ever been. That's everything that you can see. Now, what we know is going on is that everything that you can't see is also now glowing and rebuilding and vibrantly healthy. The way we experience that is in a sense of well-being, high energy, and a lack of trips to the doctors and checks to the insurance companies.
There you go. Well, we're going to take a break now because there's a couple of good things I'd like to bring out of the book by Steve Meyerowitz, and that's the Wheatgrasses, Nature's Finest Medicine, where he talks about some things that I think will benefit all of us. So stay tuned. If you get a quick question or comment, jump on the line, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams and our guest right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back. Okay, and once again, Alan Davidson, our guest, will go to the phone in just a moment. I just had to bring out one thing, and, you know, in the book that... Of course, you supply people who order, people who like to get healthy, and I don't know of anyone, I guess, that doesn't. I read a few interesting excerpts that I want to bring out on the program, and one of them happens to be the man from Florida who had prostate cancer. And I'm sure you're familiar with his story and what happened to him and the drugs they put him on. I couldn't believe, you know, they put him on flutamide. Which flutamide, as he found out a little bit later, is a chemical castrator. It was terrible, he said. It was the worst thing he had ever had. Well, anyway, apparently, as you know, he started to change his philosophy, and he got on a bunch of stuff, including antioxidants, the CACT, and so forth, CoQ10, and the wheatgrasses, right?
Yes, and wheatgrass itself is very high in antioxidants.
I would think. Mm-hmm. And what happened to him?
Well, he did very well. And a lot of people who have had battles with cancer.
He was a man, and by the way, he was 70 at the time.
Right.
Yep.
A lot of these folks will be at, you know, what I call the last house on the block. They've mm-hmm. been, their insurance companies have been raked for $250,000. They've been nearly killed with, you know, chemo and radiation.
Yep.
And at that point, they'll say, you know, they're telling me I can live for 6 months with a lot of misery that they can offer me.
Oh, sure.
Or I can, you know, take this into my own hands. And Rick, you know, I mean, I don't want to lead anyone astray. I'm not a doctor, and I wouldn't want to advise anyone to follow my advice. I would tell you my own, what I would do in a situation like that. If the doctor told me I had a limited time to live and it was going to be miserable,
right,
that I would take matters prayerfully into my own hands and take immediate steps to reduce stress, which is immune system building, and I would increase my wheatgrass usage from my maintenance program of 2 ounces in the morning to 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces midday, and 2 ounces in the evening, along with all raw foods. I'd get away from the city environment, and it would just be me, God, and the wheatgrass, and we'd see what happens then. And you've read through the book, too, some. You've seen all of the real stories from real people.
Yes, these are testimonies. Yeah.
And not just with cancer. I mean, every ailment that we can think of. The arteriosclerosis. You know, that fellow's prostate cancer, towards the front of the book, Rick, there's a chart that shows prostate tumor cells and barley grass being about the same as wheatgrass. All these grasses are very much the same. And they measured the prostate tumor cells. And if you look at this chart, you know, with and without the barley grass, it's just almost not there.
Right.
And all of us, I mean, any male, I mean, they've taken a lot of 70-year-old men and checked them out, and they all have some degree of prostate cancer. Some of us, I mean, we all have it. and with some of us, it goes berserk. And with the rest of it, it stays pretty much in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different factors, and I can't pronounce a lot of the names of these chemicals and compounds. They're all listed in here. And I'm not interested in knowing every single detail. All I know is I'm in it for the proof that's in the pudding.
Right.
And I'm in it for the experience of being free of the concern. I have no concerns about vitamins, supplements, pills. I have no concerns over medications, food supplements. I have no concerns over my food supply. And now, if worse comes to worse, and I'm restricted to a diet of wheatgrass juice in the morning and the evening and some wheat sprouts during the day, I might get a little bored with that, but I'm not going to complain. I'm going to consider that manna from heaven,
right?
And count my blessings and come out of the deal much healthier than I went into it.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. If we have time, I'd like to get into the guinea pig experiment and the wheatgrasses as opposed to the vegetables, and that's an interesting section. But let's take some calls. 800-313-9443 is our number. Right here on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and let us go to, first of all, Sandra in Texas. Hello, Sandra.
Oh, hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
As good as it gets.
Excellent.
I spoke to you earlier today, Alan, but I didn't know you were going to be on Rick's show tonight. I was very pleased to hear that.
I didn't know either until a few hours ago, and I'm happy for it because I was thinking of having him on, and before I got a chance to call him, he called me.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, before you came on the air, I was actually squeezing some wheatgrass, myself and my son here, and I have to tell you a little story. I got my son, who's 15 years old, on the wheatgrass now, and the reason I know how nutritious it is, but he, after 2 days being on it, I said, look at your complexion. My goodness. You know, at 15 years old, you know, they got the little bit of the skin acne going on.
There's nothing more important than your skin at 15.
Oh, absolutely. So, every, you know, I'd like to do it in the morning, but we run out of here early in the morning, so when we get home for dinner time, we end up doing the wheatgrass then.
Right. But, so it's worked out very well, huh, Sandra?
Yeah, and I just want to thank you, Alan, for telling us all about the wheatgrass, how to grow it. I got four trays going right now.
The skin, Sandra, is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that's what we can see. And that literally is the same as the tip of the iceberg. What is going on inside of your son's body is the amazing thing. And you watch when the other kids are coming down and getting sick. They catch the cold that lasts for 12 or 15 days. He will have it for three.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of flu has been going around at his school right now. Teachers are out ill and, you know, a lot of children also.
Yeah, if he catches it, he's going to knock it out in a day or two rather than a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been going on for 2 weeks now at his school. So far, we've been real fortunate here.
Right. Well, a lot of times, I mean, the immune system and viral infections, there are certain things you can't avoid. You know, if we don't have that particular antibody constructed already in our body, we are likely to catch that ailment. The wonderful thing is that with all of these myriads of funny-looking little chemistry things running around in our bodies, when one of your white blood cells detects the virus and measures it up and sizes it up and scopes it out and figures out what kind of a shape antigen it needs to create, the intelligence in our body, this divine intelligence, is unfathomable. This immune system response is so indicative of the intelligent design in our bodies,
the way
a cell will create these antigens that fit that virus like a puzzle piece,
and do everything we can to protect ourselves.
So we still have to go through that process of creating those antigens, but with wheatgrass juice, that happens so quickly that, like I said, we just pretty much can shrug it off.
And the thing is, if you you realize that the human body was made to repair itself, and the immune system, if left to heal, will work just fine if it's not inhibited by drugs or by other things that are considered to be aliens into the body that only compromise the immune system.
Yes.
And that's true of cancer therapy, especially chemo and other things that destroy the immune system.
Now I had another mother, Sandra, that called me up, and they had ordered the wheatgrass kit and grew some and were juicing, and their daughter was I hope she doesn't mind me talking about this. I can't remember her name anyway, so I guess it won't hurt. But her daughter was a clog dancer and went to clog dancing classes, you know, like River Dance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Remember that movie? And that's some high-energy stuff. I mean, those people, they're standing relatively still, but they are working out.
Okay. As opposed to a clod dancer, which I might be. I could be a clod dancer, but not a clog dancer. I understand.
A clod dancer.
Yes. Clod.
Well, her daughter would go to... Her daughter went to these four-hour-long practice stretches in the evening. And when she had her wheatgrass juice that day, she could just pound through this strenuous exercise at night, these workouts, and come home feeling great. Without the wheatgrass juice, she would be exhausted at halftime and lagging. And so, they a lot of times would start on wheatgrass for one reason or other, and then begin realizing the fringe benefits and how just all-encompassing and beneficial this is.
Oh, I believe it, Alan. It truly is amazing. And I'm just so glad that you brought it to our attention a long time ago and we're able to stay healthy with
Amen.
It.
Amen. Very
Listen,
good, Sandra.
I will get off the air here.
Thank you.
And the other callers.
All
in,
right. It's good to hear from you, Sandra, and I'm glad
it
worked
too,
so
Rick.
Well. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? I started using wheatgrass here, taking it at the local juice bar here in Austin after listening to about the 9,000th wheatgrass commercial here locally. And one of the things I noticed after about 2 weeks is, at least for me, is like this mental and emotional balance, you know, and this alertness throughout the day. And it certainly helps me because I work in software.
Oh.
But I did have a question. So, actually, I bought your kit. I'm growing my own now, which is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did have a question for you. I had heard, and I won't name any names, but that one of your local retailers was getting, I don't know, pressure from the FDA not to sell your wheatgrass because it was delivered in soil. Are you having any problems with the FDA clamping down on you anywhere?
What? What, a natural food store that doesn't want to sell something grown from soil?
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to take German allopathic medicines and die painfully.
Yeah, in a nutshell, Jeff, the Food and Drug Administration responded to a legitimate problem back about roughly 10 years ago. There was an outbreak of E. coli, I want to call it OH57 or OH257. It was a really, really nasty E. coli. Now, they claim that this came from a batch of alfalfa sprouts, not wheatgrass, but from alfalfa sprouts that seed had maybe been contaminated, and it was taken up through the roots into the plant, and people in different parts of the country were contaminated by this alfalfa sprout problem. And now that particular bacteria only occurs in the gut of corn-fed cattle, cattle that are raised unnaturally and they then fed. Cattle don't go out and eat buckets of corn naturally. They eat grass. But this bacteria somehow got into the food chain, and a lot of people got sick, and a few people died. So the Food and Drug Administration had to do something and do it quickly, and they ran into these sprout houses, and they found alfalfa sprouts growing and mung beans and sunflower sprouts and radish sprouts and wheatgrass on this back shelf of the room. And so they threw everything in the sprouting business under their guidelines and made recommendations, not binding to the FDA or to the public, but if you're not doing any of these, we will shut you down. While they had a legitimate concern, there never has been a problem like that with wheatgrass that's ever been reported. There's never been a reported case of, you know, Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, anything from wheatgrass. It's a totally different growing process. But every now and then, the Food and Drug Administration will kind of get on this particular bandwagon again, and the health food stores will ruffle their feathers up and start taking preemptive actions to keep those guys from coming to their stores. And so one of those was to remove all soil from the stores. Now, that was a real hit to the local wheatgrass industry because people like their wheatgrass fresh cut off of the soil. And while the stores still will carry wheatgrass, they are now requiring it at a certain store and chain of that store to have their wheatgrass cut and prepackaged.
Well, isn't that nice of the FDA? They're always looking out for our health.
Well, luckily the kit's not hard to use at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, the kit is what really is important here, and people can learn to grow their own. That's the important point, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know if there are any new listeners. I mean, for the new listeners' benefit, you know, the kit, what we're calling the kit is it's 25 pounds, and that's a pretty good little starter supply. I mean, that's a half year of strong nutrition.
Wow.
And the book that we're talking about, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and my own growing instructions, which are much more detailed than those in the book, and a beautiful hand crank stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, similar to your old-fashioned meat grinder, clamps on the edge of a chair or a kitchen table or a countertop, and it just crushes and masticates and squeezes out every last drop of juice out of the grass. And that's the only way you can get it out. People ask me all the time, can I use my this kind of juicer? Can I use my that kind of juicer? And no, a wheatgrass juicer is designed for leafy greens, and wheatgrass basically will clog up other kinds of juicers. Now, for your people out there that don't have an extra dime, I want you to get your pencils and papers tonight because we are going to go over the growing instructions in detail with you on the air. And if you'll allow me that time tonight, Rick. Because what you can do either now or in the future with any grain you get a hold of is to grow this grass, and you can chew the wheatgrass. And you might spend a half a day nibbling a little bit at a time to get through as much as you would use to squeeze out those 2 ounces of juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than squeeze it out in 5 minutes and take your medicine, you would, you know, be, like I said, nibbling a little bit here and there all day long to get that same. But,
excellent.
But that process, I mean, you will be able to take 10, 15 cents worth of wheat.
Uh-huh.
And have several days' worth of nutrition.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll go through the details when we come back. Thank you, Jeff, for your call. Nicholas in Austin, you'll be next. I'm Rick Adams, and we shall return coming up in just about 3 minutes from now with our guest, Alan Davidson. I'm Rick Adams. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And Mr. Wheatgrass himself, Alan Davidson, is with me. Alan, we do have another call before the end of this hour here. Did you want to take that and then maybe spend a little bit of time, a few minutes in the next hour, telling
sure,
us about the process?
I remember Nicholas. I'd love to hear from him.
It's St. Nicholas from Austin. Hello, Nicholas. How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you very well, Mr.
Hi, Nicholas. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Really great to hear you on the radio.
Well, it's good to hear you again. I liked that. Nicholas, Rick, Nicholas sent me a photograph in the mail one time of his wheatgrass shelf with his flats of wheatgrass, and he's just so vibrantly happy and victorious in this photograph with his successful crop. And it's a pretty impressive-looking little operation there, Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like you've had a good success story, haven't you, Nicholas?
In my own way, I really have. And
good.
You know, I don't have a big operation going on, but I really, really am so thankful that I have wheatgrass. I wouldn't give it up for anything. And I used to be depressed, and I'm not depressed anymore. It made a really big difference for me, my life. And
you don't have to take those nasty antidepressants, do you?
Nope. I wouldn't take them even if they wanted to force them down my throat. I'd rather fight with everything I have than take something like that. But I just thought I'd make a comment while we're on the discussion of wheatgrass.
Well, thank you, Nicholas. You know, you're not the only one that doesn't feel like it's optional anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for myself, I can honestly swear on a stack of Bibles that it's not optional for me anymore. I don't think I could really do what I need to do. And I'm talking, I need to do a lot. I've got a lot going on here, and I don't have the option to not do it either.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to hear that. I mean, that every time, I mean, and I hear it all the time, but every single time someone tells me something like that, Nicholas, it just really, it reminds me that it's not about money, that it's not about, it's work to me. It's a lot of work, and working for the Republic Broadcast Network in this way is a lot of work. And what really tilts the scale and keeps it worthwhile is the benefit that we're able to pass on to those out there. And so, Nicholas, thank you. I'm sure you've helped some people tonight, too, that way.
Don't forget to mention the fact that wheatgrass juice is really close to the chemical formulation of human blood. And that could be helpful for a lot of people who have blood disorders or any other kinds of trouble with their circulatory system.
It's the most powerful blood builder, and it also, and I don't know if I can pronounce these ingredients, but it's an anti-cholesterol. It's a cholesterol cleaner. There's a little story on the back of this book. Gary's platelet count rose every day for 7 days from 61,000 to 141,000. And the only thing we did differently was administer wheatgrass.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't do something for your energy, I don't know what will.
Well, it sounds great. And, Nicholas, thank you for your testimonial as well. We're going to continue, if we can, for a little bit. I think the thing, Alan, we want to do is try to get people to know how to get started, how to order. And we'll do that when we come back. So you stay right where you are. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.